Mayor, City Council, Kevin Jurian, Chief of Police. First of all, before we do this, it's a mini presentation of our annual report that we submitted to all you. City Clerk gave you all the package. We're going to have it on our Facebook and our website page after this presentation. So I recommend and urge the citizens and council members to read this report because it's a lot of good information. But I hearken it with the first part of this presentation by when you look at those stats and all the information in the annual, I want you to factor in Sir Robert Peel's quote. Sir Robert Peel was considered the forefather of police, modern day policing. And he said, the test of police efficiency is the absence of crime and disorder, not the visible evidence of police action in dealing with it. So it's not the matter of how many arrests we make or how many actions we take, it's the absence of crime and disorder. And it's hard to quantify, but if the citizens feel safe and we feel like we're improving and we're heading in the right direction, that's good enough for us. In 2021, the Clinton Police Department celebrated its 132nd year being an organized police department. During this past year, the department focused on upgrading technology to better serve our citizens. We prioritized our community's mental health by partnering with Eastern Iowa Mobile Crisis and by emphasizing the importance of self-initiated field activity by our officers. It is our objective to make Clinton safer every day. These annual reports are presented each year in order to show transparency to the community and the council members, keeping them informed of our actions and our goals. There's our organizational chart. Every year in the annual, we try to present the annual every year at the same time, but because of COVID, we're a little bit behind, so this might be a bigger annual than normal, but take that in consideration. I brought my command staff and my administrative staff just because I like making them uncomfortable. But in all seriousness, I wanted to, this PowerPoint is just a brief synopsis, and it doesn't even contain all the statistics of our annual, but I wanted especially the new council members to see a brief thing of what we're doing, what we have been doing since our last annual, and the command staff being here, I wanted you all to be able to put a face to the name and get to know them. All right, I'm Chief Kevin Jurian, of course. Our deputy chief is James Blauer. We have Captain John Davis in the back. He's the special operations commander. We have Captain Patrick Cullen, who's the patrol division commander, and Captain Richard Majako, who's the CID commander, investigations commander. Other members of our leadership team are Sergeant Joel Wade. He's part of our community outreach sergeant. And our special operations sergeant is Sergeant Matthew Lorenzen. Our SCAT commanding sergeant is Brett Schwant. We have four shift sergeants. A shift is Sergeant John Melvin. B shift is Sergeant Brett Simmons. C shift is Sergeant Dean Ottens. And D shift is Sergeant Tony Stone. Since our last annual, we've had several promotions. Since the previous annual, our promotions have included captain, sergeants, and corporals. We've had new hires since our last annual. We've hired 7 new officers, which is not a good thing unless we're increasing our manpower, but we're trying to maintain. We lose people all the time for retirements and deployments, and trying to keep our status quo of officers is a challenge every year, but we're working on it. We hired a part-time public service officer. We've hired Sarah Dieters as a data analyst, assistant to the chief of police. As I said, 7 new officers, a deputy chief, and Alicia Kane as our senior administrative assistant. Causing most of this hiring was our retirements. We lost a famous deputy chief, Bill Greenwell, to the sheriff's department. He's now the sheriff of Clinton County. We lost Captain Tom Bowley to retirement, Corporal Jeff Peasley, Officer Wes Unke, and Mary Kiger, and Captain Joe Raymakers, who's now the veteran affairs officer for Clinton County. So they're moving up at least. Or over. As I said, all of our annuals include accomplished goals and goals that we set for the future annual for the next year. So it's hard to follow because we haven't had a successive annuals, but some of our accomplished goals since the last annual, I'll repeat here. We've increased our staffing from 44 to 47 sworn officers. We've added a kiosk in the lobby to enable citizens to file reports easily. We utilize Planet scheduling software that improves our communication in real time with regard to planning vacations, court dates, and schedules. We've improved our drone pilots program by currently having 4 certified pilots. We've got new drone equipment wherever we can, with the permission and the financing of the council. We have a new boat to improve our marine unit. We've upgraded our tasers to Taser 7CQ. The CQ is designed for close encounters or close quarters. When tasers are deployed, usually it is at a close proximity. That's why we improved our tasers. Additionally, the upgraded tasers are more technologically advanced and are able to download to evidence.com and upload updates more easily. We've also improved our radios this year to Motorola radios. and we've removed the need for in-car radios, which improves radio communication and enhances officer safety. Cuts down on cost too. We don't have to buy in-car radios anymore. So again, these incidents and CFS and incident report stats, again, they're all more in-depth in your provided annual report, but we'll go over some highlights if we can. Our calls for service are up due to more self-initiated field activity by our officers. During COVID, we encouraged them to get out more and talk to people, and every time they did this, they would get a call for service, so that threw those numbers up. Incident reports are down because we're improving our police service. So some numbers are skewed because of COVID and some of the restrictions that were implemented. One of the restrictions that was implemented was during COVID, the county prosecutors and the county justice system determined that we should cite and release offenders for crimes much more readily than we do now. So that skewed our numbers in the front end and on the back end too. A lot of questions about our arrests and where they came from and who the perpetrators were and all this. So we tried to include them in our annual report, but some of the highlights are here. We have seen a rise in arrest warrants. This can be attributed, like I said, to the enactment of our SCAT team, as well as doing away with COVID procedures of citing and releasing. Our SCAT team alone accounted for 42% of our drug arrests in Clinton last year. COVID continued to wreak havoc in 2021. Assaults, domestic assaults, use of illegal substances to self-medicate, all increased due to a continued quarantine and self-isolation affecting our mental health, causing negative behaviors. As a result of this, we tried to develop, and we did develop, a crisis intervention team including mental health professionals who regularly ride with our officers and go to calls where people are in mental crisis. The police department has changed from issuing citations to placing people in jail for trespassing and shoplifting. Excuse me. We are working with communications and Clinton Fire Department to have calls automatically transferred to helplines for people in need of mental health crisis or people in crisis, which saves a valuable resource. We have partnered with the YWCA in an effort to combat homelessness. Officers go out with the Y staff and make contact with the homeless to get them services. The purpose of this is to collaborate and provide mental health services to those in crisis. This can be done by directing the caller to the crisis line or dispatching mobile crisis response or care coordination. This allows mental health professionals who are trained in handling mental health matters to be the person providing care for a situation, avoiding the police having to handle mental health crisis. A huge part of our problems recently is that police are required to handle people in mental health crisis. So we're trying to have the experts handle that with our protection, of course. And it seems to be working. Due to this collaboration, suicide calls are down from 296 to 254. And our partnership with Eastern Iowa Mobile Crisis has contributed to this decline and improvement in all causes of mental health crisis, by the way. As I said, some of the questions about crime stats always come from our illustrious leader or city council. They want to know where our offenders are from, where our, you know, victims are, and, you know, all that stuff. So we try and quantify that. We have Sarah try and get the statistics up there to figure out how we can best address crime situations. So this is just some of the highlights again. Clinton residents do make up the majority of our arrests by a significant margin. While persons arrested from Illinois or those outside of Clinton make up a lesser number, I believe that the increase in arrests is due to more self-initiated field activity being conducted by our officers and SCAT unit. We have a more proactive department these days. Okay. That's right. They don't like it here no more, which is good.
The criminals don't want to
go. Right. Yeah, that's
good. Good people, they can come.
Yeah. All right, one of the programs I'm happy about is the ABLE. I'll tell you about that right now. In the summer of 2020, as we all know, the anti-police sentiment began gaining momentum. Before this, we were already ahead of the curve, we'd like to be. The Clinton Police Department recognized that it would be beneficial for officers to receive training and how to intervene in a potentially aggressive situation involving a coworker, a citizen, or another bystander. This training is called ABLE, or Active Bystandership for Law Enforcement. The object of this training is to reduce citizen complaints, disciplinary action, and officer job loss, risk of lawsuits, and unnecessary harms to citizens and officers. Additionally, it is to improve citizen support of law enforcement, improve community and police relations, improve job satisfaction, and improve officer health and wellness. In 2021, we sent two officers to become certified ABLE instructors. This year, we have everybody in our department certified in ABLE. So we hope to be that improves our interaction with our community. This is the community crime triangle. I go over this every annual, but I want to reiterate again. We talk about dilapidated buildings. We talk about abandoned properties. We talk about street lighting and cameras. This is the crime triangle. And as you can see, the crime is in the middle. And all three sides of the crime triangle indicate a requirement for the crime to occur. You have to have a victim, you have to have an offender, and you have to have a location. If we can affect any one of those three sides, we can stop crime. And that's our goal. We try and affect the most effective part or the least costly part. So if we, for example, vehicle thefts where victims leave the keys in their car. If we encourage victims to not leave their keys in their car, that takes away the victim. We get rid of dilapidated buildings or abandoned properties. That takes away the location. And then lastly, which we don't want to do, if we don't have offenders, we don't have to arrest them. But the last part is arrest the offender, and any three of those actions stop that crime and eliminate that crime. So that's what we're always aware of, and I want the community to be aware of. Those three things we can affect, and that's how we address crime. All right. Now pictures, and I'll talk. Our patrol division, we implemented software that notifies the command staff immediately of any use of force or any vehicle pursuit. We require a use of force report and vehicle pursuit reports are completed by our officers and reviewed by supervisors for every incident. Our sergeants conduct random body camera reviews weekly and provide feedback to the officers. This is done for quality assurance. We now have an animal protection officer. Our animal protection officer is a sworn police officer of the Clinton Police Department. She is able to assist in patrol when necessary in addition to responding to animal calls. In 2021, our officers responded to 783 animal calls. The APO patrols city streets checking for animals running at large, catching animals in violation of ordinance regulations, and transporting animals to Clinton Humane Society. The APO investigates complaints received from citizens regarding cruelty and neglect to animals. She issues citations in violation of city ordinance with regard to the health, safety, welfare, control, and licensing of animals. She promotes responsible pet ownership in the city. She relays facts of the case and recommendations to the city attorney while attending disposition hearings and court hearings. In 2021, our APO worked on 5 animal neglect cases that all went to trial and all had charges brought against the offender. We even had a video I was going to show you. Recently, our animal protection officer was responding to a complaint investigating the conditions of animals and was rammed by a ram bull or a ram sheep. She got rammed right over the fence. I got this. I got it on body cam. If anybody wants to see it, it's pretty cool. Another effective part of our department is our crime-free housing. Again, go back to the triangle, it affects location. Our crime-free housing has 3 phases: classroom training for landlords, property managers, and maintenance personnel, on-site security evaluation with crime prevention through environmental design, SEPTED, which is security assessments conducted on rental properties to include lighting, landscaping, structure, fortification, controlled access, and parking. We also have tenant training on crime-free housing. We currently have 40 individuals trained, 26 joined as partners, and they represent 420 units. The result of crime-free housing is tenants report feeling safer in their homes and neighborhoods. Tenants who reported feeling somewhat safe increased from 78 to 84%. Tenants who reported feeling very safe to somewhat safe in their neighborhood increased from 74 to 78%. An increase of 13% of people reported to have a deadbolt on their door. The number of tenants that reported never seeing crime increased from 50% to 68%. And the number of tenants that reported never seeing assaults went from 73% to 81%. So it's all improvements, which we work on every day. We also have a DART team, Drug Abuse Response Team. The goal of a DART team is to identify, educate, treat, and prevent further opioid abuse, addictions, and fatalities. This team was created and comprised of members of the Gateway Impact Coalition, Mercy One, Area Substance Abuse Council, Bridgeview, Clinton Fire, and Clinton Police. Our officers now provide people with substance abuse education cards, Area Substance Abuse Council's contact information. All of our officers are trained on DART's purpose. Our CPD webpage has educational posting on the DART program. Our DART officers respond to opioid overdose calls to educate and refer the patient to ASAC, then hold outreach events monthly to educate officers and community. They give out city bus passes to facilitate transportation. And in 2021, our officers had contact with 150 substance abusers. We have 40 officers that are DART certified. Some of our new equipment with money that you've graciously allowed us improved our investigations division, first of all. We had the Matterport camera system. This system is a tool that is becoming much more commonplace as the quest to document and preserve evidence is in its context using a 3D scanner. Much of the crime scene work is identifying, documenting, and collecting evidence. Evidence is not always a physical object or property that may be documented and collected. The absence of something can be powerful evidence. It is one thing to objectively collect vast amounts of data on a scene, but altogether different when it comes to such things as accuracy, speed, and volume. This camera was co-purchased with the Clinton Fire Department. We also have the Arlo Go camera system. The Arlo Go mobile security camera is ideal for security monitoring when in areas with limited or no Wi-Fi access. This camera works wherever there is 3G, 4G, LTE wireless connections. We can get instant motion or sound detection alerts using the free Arlo app. In addition, we watch live or recorded videos from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. We continue the awesome program of school resource officers. Our school resource officers are Corporal Haskell, Officer Sager, and Officer Robertson. Our officers enforce and investigate criminal violations committed by or against students from our school district. They refer juvenile criminal charges to juvenile court services or diversion programs. They are safety advisors for their schools. They provide school presentations on different topics. Our officers are also truancy officers. They work with the county attorney's office to establish interventions. Our SROs participate in community events like Shop with Cops, Bike Rodeos, Safety Town, Lunch with Students, Walking School Bus, Popsicle Patrol, or Junior Officer Program. Since our last annual, we've also become a member of the BATF, the Blackhawk Area Task Force. The Blackhawk Area Task Force continues to operate here in Clinton. It is a multi-jurisdictional drug task force supervised by the Illinois State Police. Being a part of the BATF provides Clinton residents with additional manpower for investigations, access to advanced technology, and superior equipment. In 2021, our BATF intercepted a 5-pound package of methamphetamine and successfully removed it from our streets. As a result of the BATF serving our community, both drugs and firearms have been seized and removed from our community. In 2021, these seizures led to 5 federal court cases and multiple charges. Also, as a result of BATF, we received $25,000 from the Blackhawk Area Task Force in forfeitures. All right. One thing I wanted to mention that our SCAT team does, along with being very effective in drug enforcement, they maintain a strategic subject list. The primary goal of this list is to identify potential people with the greatest tendency for crime or violence as both the offender or the victim. This list looks at past criminal behavior, criminal associations, gang membership, and intelligence reported. If we have someone on this list, we go to this person and tell them that you are on our list and we believe you have a high propensity of being a victim or an offender, and we are going to be watching you. So it puts them on alert that we know who they are and they know who we are. So another stat since last annual was our canine. We increased it to 2 officers and 2 dogs, which resulted in a person arrested twice over 6 weeks with about 180 grams of methamphetamine. We had a person arrested from our strategic subject list with 4.83 pounds of methamphetamine, 24 hours in cash, and a handgun. We had 2 people that were found stabbed multiple times. Officers have received a description and armed with this description, Canine Grizz located the offender hiding in the bushes a couple blocks away. We also have our SRT team, Special Response Team. This SRT team is a group of highly trained police professionals who respond to high-risk situations, they de-escalate situations, and they resolve the incident. Our SRT operates under an existing mutual aid agreement between all the agencies in the Gateway Area Police Administration, which is basically all of Clinton County and Fulton. We have 22 operators, 2 medics, 3 snipers, 15 tactical operators, and our primary objective is to ensure the safety of all persons. These are some of our 2021 activities. Again, traffic stops were 300. Traffic stop officer arrests were 280. So that shows you, if you're looking at that, out of 300 stops, 280 of them led to an arrest, which means that we're stopping the right people. Felony arrest, canine 24, misdemeanor arrest 7. You know, you can look at all the numbers, and I urge you again to look at the annual we put in there, and then we'll have more specific details. Any questions?
Do you, on your recap of arrests, do your CLDs account for that as well? Your misdemeanor arrests on your citations, are those counted as arrests?
Yes. If we cite somebody, it's an arrest, yes.
Which it should, yeah.
But we've had better luck. Some people need to go to jail. We had one instance during this COVID where we got a guy 3 times in 8 hours, 8 or 9 hours, for 3 as an offender in 3 different crimes. Well, if we would put him in jail the first time,
I totally concur on that. I'm not sure our county attorney always does, but also I would assume over the last 24 months the DART team has probably gotten a lot more calls for service.
Since COVID, our DART team and our mental health people have been taxed a lot more than normal. And it's all because of COVID. It's all because of people being inside and restricted.
Yep. All right. That's all. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We don't get off that easy.
Yeah, we
got to give everybody else a chance.
No way.
Because if I ask for questions, it's not as important as you asking for questions.
Oh, maybe, I guess. Is there any other questions for Chief?
I think a thank you is well deserved for everything you guys do, so we appreciate it.
Are the new radios working well? Yeah.
They are working well.
Okay. Good.
And like I
said, the new tower is working well?
Yes.
All right.
It eliminates the need for in-car radios. Perfect. But we're working on that.
We're going to ask you how that process went.
Oh.
Hey, Chief, how's the ring system working for you?
We've just started this neighborhood ring thing. We're trying to expand that, but the ring system works pretty good.
Gee,
we have our deputy chief is working on getting a whole, and our Citizens Police Academy is nonprofit, so they're going to join with Ring and get a wider citywide connection to it. So
that's awesome.
We're going to increase it. Yeah, our cameras are coming up in the next budget too. So we're going to improve coverage and be all around safer, in my opinion.
And just accolades to the team is, you know, this past week, a few you might have seen it, but with both the nuisance officer and then somebody in the back there, Mr. Cullen, Captain Cullen, but using the ring from neighbors, they were able to identify a lot of movement during a lot of different hours and identify some folks that were staying in a house next door. Turned out that person needed some assistance from his family, was able to get in a power of attorney to his brother.
You're talking about last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Nice. So that was really good to do. And the other thing I think is that just to underscore it is that part with the civilian clothes folks, that they're actually looking at it across the state of Iowa as others to do it, of being able to have the person go in for mental health versus somebody in uniform walking in the door when something's happening, right? Because even though our SROs do an outstanding job and we want the kids to embrace police officers, people typically do react differently. But I think that program is great, and we're going to look at a program of some possibly intern things coming up here where some of the folks that are looking to do that mental health field might be able to join in right along and see how that goes as far as actions on the objective dealing with mentally ill folks.
Awesome.
So.
And it's a huge, as everybody knows in recent times, it's a huge factor with people in crisis and police responding, because a lot of times citizens believe that police and fire are supposed to handle everything that they can't handle. And sometimes a person in mental crisis needs a professional. And if you can have a professional and keep them safe, have them handle that person in crisis, there's statistics that 80% of arrests involve people in some kind of crisis, drug crisis or mental crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can cut that down, I think we go a long way to improving everything.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Good deal.
Awesome.
Thanks, Chief.
All right.